Audio Generation, GR7213.
I am Noah. Interest is often called the cost of money. Today, we are cracking the code on how it works. If you are saving, interest is your best friend. It is the reward the bank pays you for letting them hold your money. But if you are borrowing, interest is the fee you pay for getting something now instead of waiting. This is the math that determines who builds wealth and who pays for it. Let's look at the power of the rate.
I am Liam. I will show you why the size of the rate is everything. A difference between 1% and 5% might not sound like a big deal, but when you look at 5 or 10 years, that small gap can grow into thousands of dollars. Whether you are looking at a personal loan or an automobile loan, every decimal point in the interest rate is a decision about your future. We will learn how to spot the best deals by looking at the principal amount and the total length of time.
I am Maya. I love the secret sauce of interest, compounding frequency. It isn't just about how much interest you get, but how often the bank calculates it. If you have a choice between interest calculated once a year or interest calculated every month, the monthly option will always make you more money. This is interest earning its own interest. It is a snowball effect that can supercharge your investments if you start early enough.
I am Chloe. We will be comparing the real products offered by banks. From checking and savings accounts to fixed and variable rate loans, every institution has different stipulations in their agreements. I will show you how to identify the hidden fees, like monthly account fees or ATM withdrawal fees, that can eat your interest before you even see it. Comparing these allows you to make an informed decision appropriate to your unique scenario.
Let's look at the impact over time. When you invest small amounts of money over a long period, interest rates can yield significant gains. Suppose you invest $100 today at a 5% annual interest rate. After 1 year, you have $105. But in a second year, you earn 5% on that 105, not just the original 100. That extra bit is the compounding factor. The con, however, is when you borrow. If you use a high-interest credit card or a cash advance to pay for goods, that same compounding works against you. You end up paying interest on your interest, making the cost of borrowing shoot through the roof. This is why understanding your lender's agreement is vital.
There are several factors that determine how much you pay or earn. First, the size of the interest rate. Second, the principal amount. That is the original sum of money. Interest on $1,000 is much more significant than interest on $100. Third, the size of your down payment. If you are buying a car and you put more money down at the start, you borrow less. This means you pay less interest over the total length of time. Fourth, the length of the loan. A 3-year loan might have higher monthly payments, but you'll pay much less in total interest than a 5-year loan. By doing the math, you can see that a lower rate for a shorter time is often the best buy.
Frequency is the hidden engine. Banks can calculate interest annually, once a year, monthly, 12 times, or even biweekly, 26 times. The more frequent the calculation, the faster the principal grows in a savings account. A major tip. When comparing savings accounts, don't just look at the percentage. Ask for the annual percentage yield, or APY, which includes the compounding. On the flip side, if you are paying off a student loan or a mortgage, making biweekly payments can actually help you pay off the debt faster and save you thousands in interest charges over the life of the loan. Frequency matters.
Now let's compare products. A checking account is for daily spending. It usually has very low interest and might have monthly fees. A savings account is for your blueprint. It should have a higher interest rate and lower fees. When it comes to loans, you have to choose between fixed rate and variable rate. A fixed rate stays the same for the whole time, which is great for a stable budget. A variable rate can go up or down based on the economy. If the market rate drops, you save money. But if it goes up, your cost of borrowing increases. Determining the best option depends on your tolerance for risk and your current income. Always compare at least 3 different financial institutions before you sign a contract.
Investing small amounts now can yield significant gains by the time you are an adult, because time is your greatest multiplier. Motivation comes from seeing your money work for you. In your lesson, you'll see a simulated scenario. 2 people save the same amount, but one starts 5 years earlier. The result will blow your mind. Take a look at the bank comparison chart in your activity. Can you find the account with the highest interest and the lowest fees? That is your winner. You are becoming a critical consumer of financial services. We have 1 more video to wrap up our series and put all our critical thinking to the test. See you there.
Previous lesson, back to course.